The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Santino Marella.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool? See, they do float. Look at that. I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, we are back yet again. Total Divas Season 3, Episode 7. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. And I have a really funny feeling things are about to explode on this show. What do you think?
Yes. I really think they will explode because drama and stuff are going to hit the fan.
In a big way, I think. We have marriage counseling, we have fighting, we have tears, we have all kinds of stuff. And we're going to tell you about it right after the break, right here on The Rack Extra on WildTalkRadio.com.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost! Jarvis! Jason the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down hit the Dustin Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday. With new episodes every Wednesday and Friday, Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
This is your Pope, D'Angelo De Niro, and I'm going to make something perfectly clear to my congregation. When Pope is done pimp-slapping all of his opponents in the ring, and Pope likes to sit down and relax, he goes to youtube.com/MBG1211.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And we are back with Total Divas right here on the Rack Extra. And, well, we're jumping right in. No review. And we have Natty and Rosa meeting up at a hotel. No, it's not that kind of thing.
Boom, chicka, wow, wow.
Wow, he was totally checking out her ass.
Yeah, he was. Uh-oh.
It's her electric razor.
Her electric razor is buzzing. Oh, my Jesus. As they pull over on the side of the road, and it's not her toothbrush. It's, well, wow.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. So her marital aid was vibrating, and she used it earlier this morning.
Rosa did, not Natty.
Rosa did, yes. And then Natty played with Rosa's marital aid. Not on purpose, she just had to stop it from buzzing. And then needed a baby wipe.
Natty's seriously questioning her life choices right about now. And now we're at Nikki and John's house.
She's getting ready for her big movie premiere for the independent movie she did with Brie. And she's trying to pick out what heel she wants to wear.
They're breaking out the Dom Perignon. I approve.
Really, John? Really? He says he often says he has a small part. He brought up the penis joke.
He's so insulted.
Uh-huh. Now we're
Wait,
on
she
the
went from having a small part to being a star?
Yeah. Yeah. Now we're on the red carpet and, you know. Hey, it's Trinity and the Uso.
Hey, they showed up!
Finally. Okay, in the movie, she plays a waitress.
An obnoxious waitress.
Yeah. Oh, okay then.
Alright. Now we're in Miami with Natty and Rosa, and Natty's picking hair off of Rosa's ass.
So from touching her marital aid and now pulling hair off her ass.
This is getting kinky.
Very, very quickly, and she keeps bending down, shoving her ass in Natty's face. Holy naked Rosa. She always dresses kind of naked. Holy naked Rosa. And now she's looking inside her pants. Oh, Natty.
And we're getting passed by an ambulance, fire truck.
And she's checking out the fireman is Rosa, and now she's admitting she hasn't had any action in a very long time. She's looking for some action. She's looking for someone very well endowed.
She needs to go back to her hairdresser and have her extensions fixed. You can see her natural hair.
She also wants to find a man that she wants to find the one.
We all do, honey. We all do. Except for TJ.
She feels like if she gives her body to somebody, it'll emotionally attach her, and it might drive her to drink.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah. She's scared of getting out there and dating. Natty's talking about that. You have very high expectations, and you know, you have an idea of what you want, but you know, to sort of, yeah. She's not looking for the one, she's looking for a type.
Isn't everyone?
True. But when you find the one, and, you know, it is your type. Hey, look, we're at a bar with Nikki and John, and shock of shocks.
We're drinking.
She's drinking.
He's really drinking.
She's showing off her boobs, and he thinks it's sexy. Yeah, sure, you were talking about the dress, John. Sure. Nikki wouldn't be opposed to applied nudity in a movie. She's not sure if she would do a sex scene or show her butt on camera. She's definitely not willing to show her boobs. She will only do a sex scene with John Cena. There's a theme tonight, isn't there?
There is a theme. And now Natty and Trinity are meeting.
They're catching up because she didn't go on the trip. She brings up the fact that she's tired of being hurt from, you know, Mr. Kid.
Basically, Curacao exposed how they potentially really feel about each other. Or maybe Natty realize.
They're falling apart at the seams right now. And now Trinity brings up the fact that, have you ever considered therapy? And they bring up the sex therapist. And
that was an awesome episode.
It really was. I still, you know, it's Natty and her, you know. Trinity's like, it could help. Someone who's neutral could, you know, listen and help you guys.
Yeah, basically interpret and help you guys learn how to communicate better. Because clearly there's the disconnect.
Yeah. And I was like, my way is the right way, so, you know. There's problem number one.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
We're on the road with John and Nikki. John's excited for his new movie he's doing. John Cena is going to be obsessive, funny, and has a sex scene. And Nikki's not happy about John Cena doing hysterical sex scene in the movie. Apparently we'll see John Cena's butt in this new movie.
Well, the fangirls are going to be happy.
Yes, they probably will. To some people it's just an ass, but to Nikki it's her ass. John Cena apologizes for not telling Nikki about it, but, you know, you hide things from him.
All the fucking time, just saying. He's not even looking at her.
Well, now he is. He is technically driving. Wow, Nikki. Nikki's like, you would choose over one little sex scene over our relationship, and now he says, maybe I'm not with the right woman.
Ooh. Ooh.
Huh. 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 Huh.
Holy crap. Okay, as we go to break, we need to talk about what just happened, because holy shit.
What's the...
Yeah, okay. So... Okay, we're going to get into Rosa later, but... So we need to talk about what just happened in the car with John Cena and Nikki. Cause all right, as you brought up, she hides things from him all the fucking time. So honestly, Nikki, honey, you don't have that much right to get that pissed off at him for not telling you about this.
Let's remember freezing of the eggs,
the husband.
No, to forget everything else. Freezing of the X.
Is that the season's lie?
That's the season's lie. Just end it there. Conversation ends there. You were freezing your eggs without telling him. You have no leg to stand on.
You didn't tell him. He wasn't included in the decision. Frankly, he had no business being in the decision. But he was not included in the decision, and you moved forward with it anyway. He gets a phone call. He gets a movie offer. They're going to pay him to be in a movie that includes a sex scene or a partial nudity or whatever you want to call it.
A comedic sex scene with partial nudity.
With partial nudity. number one, it's for him, it's not for you. The call is for him, not for you. The movie is for him, not for you. He does not have to include you in that decision. Would it have been nice that he included you again? And yes, would it have been nice if you included him in freezing your egg? Sure. But ultimately, it's his decision just like it was hers.
Yeah.
Number three. It's not real.
Exactly.
And this is really her insecurities coming out.
Uh-huh.
In a big, big, big way, because while he got very insecure and very upset about her freezing her eggs because there's the potential that she could move on, there's also the potential that he could move on from her. And he could start dating somebody else, especially somebody from Hollywood.
Yeah, it's rearing its ugly head right there. She's, you know, she's worried.
Because the fact of the matter is she, the relationship is stable, but it's not secure. By any stretch of the imagination.
Right, and think about it like this. He's on the road all the time. If he wanted to, he could.
Oh, if he wanted to have sex with a girl in every town, he could.
Exactly.
He can snap his fingers and six will be on his bus in a heartbeat.
Exactly. It's pretty much the point right there.
Which kind of makes me wonder how much she trusts him.
Seems like there's a little bit of a trust issue right there.
Because he obviously trusts her.
Yes.
But it kind of shows that she maybe doesn't trust him as much.
It doesn't appear so. Cause...
But the line about, well, maybe I'm not with the right woman.
Ouch.
That was, yeah. That's again, rebound. Rebound. Mm-hmm. As we come back from break, we're still in the car with Nikki and John.
As they're rebounding from the line. And now he's bringing up what we just brought up, that she's insecure about herself. He's not going to film some porno. There's costume, all these people that will be there watching. And he's like, you, the reason you don't want me to do it is because you're insecure, and we just brought this up. And for the first time, we're seeing some real emotion from John Cena. Nikki, you're in the wrong, so, well, kind of, mostly in the wrong. Should he have told her? Yeah, but...
Here's the thing. Actresses, wives, husbands, they don't get upset in Hollywood because they understand that it's a professional environment. They understand it's fake. Yeah. It's not real.
Right. She wants a voice in his life. She's like... She feels like she's not a part of his life. Apparently there's a lot he doesn't share with her, and she's having this emotional explosion right now. He's like, I involve you with a lot of things. There's some things you don't need to be involved with. Ooh. 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 She's like, I'm just some girl who signed a piece of paper and live with you.
Wow. Damn.
That was real right there.
Holy shit.
Anyway, so we go from sunny Florida to Cleveland, Ohio. Rosa has a date, apparently. Apparently she was going to date a baseball player, now it's a football player. From the Cleveland Browns. Now he's like, she picks these meatheads and stuff. Apparently now he's going to do that whole, the move of, I'll call you halfway through, and if you want to bail, you can bail.
Yeah.
That old classic move.
She's such a good friend.
So Rosa's meeting the player from the football, from the Cleveland Browns.
He's kind of cute.
She's not wearing heels. She's short today. It's a daytime day. There's no danger zone for her. Apparently he can eat anything and she can't, because if she has queso, it's cottage cheese on her ass.
Oh, just eat it.
apparently she has a better butt than a lot of the 20-year-olds. Apparently she was picturing him with his clothes off. Now they're already sharing food with one another. Okay. Now we're in Tampa.
I just have no words for this.
Yeah. Hey, look at this.
The family's in the house.
You know, and they're here to see Nikki's house. She's like, John's house. And wouldn't you know it? What is she doing?
Drinking.
Apparently Nikki says, maybe I don't want to go to premiere. Because apparently there's a sex scene in it. You know.
Thank you, JJ. Thank you.
They bring up how the Bellas fought over Brian in the past.
And Del Rio.
But they're mainly talking about Brian. Apparently kissing's different than a sex scene because you don't use tongue and stuff. JJ's like, you don't like it, but it's his job.
The world's already seen his ass. He walked around naked on Superstars. Or Confidential.
Something like that.
It's on YouTube.
She just wanted him to come to her to make the decision.
Somebody call her out, please.
Apparently they went to the movies with their dad for a booty call. Wow. Alright then. We're in Tampa with Oh No. Oh No.
We're with the Wilsons and we're going to marriage counseling, y'all. Here we go. He looks like he's getting railroaded. He has no idea why they're there.
Yeah. So she's asking what's going on. You know, we're complex. I mean, you know, we're maybe they see each other once a week, and they're both very focused on work. Apparently, she over focuses on his stuff. Apparently, he's now throwing her under the bus because you know she's working on his stuff when he has got it covered. He sees the positives of not being on the road all the time. He's fine with them not being together all the time.
But who's making the rift? Is it you or him? But it's not what he wants.
This has nothing to do with his wrestling skill, Natty. What you want is him with you. That's not the focus, though. Oh, now here's the issue. Now she feels very alone because he's not with her. She feels total emptiness.
But does she want him there because...
Oh god, she's getting girl talk and it's never gonna be good.
Oh no.
Oh no. Alright.
Alright, we need to talk about that.
Okay, let's talk.
I'm kind of curious to know if Natty wants TJ on the road with her because she feels he deserves to be there, or she needs him there, or she wants him there, I should say, for her own purpose. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of wondering what's really driving that, because that's really her goal, is to get him back out on the road. He doesn't seem that interested in going back out.
It's not that. It's partly that, but he also wants to do it on his own. He has a plan.
Right.
He knows how to get back to where he wants. And she's trying to steer his focus when he's got it under control. And she doesn't see that he's got it under control.
Well, I think she sees it. She just doesn't want to.
No, because she wants him now instead of 6 months from now. She wants it now. Because she's feeling, apparently, alone. Which is understandable, but...
It is and it isn't. I mean, it's something of your husband's off the road and that's you're apart. But distance can create sometimes what you need in a relationship because you can't be with each other 24/7. Nobody can be with one person 24/7, 365, their whole life. Eventually you two need space. Eventually you two need alone time. Eventually you two need to go off and do your own thing.
Right.
And so for him, it's like she goes off, she goes on the road, and he stays home and he rehabs, he takes care of the cats, he concentrates on getting better, and he can kind of enjoy the time alone to heal up and regenerate and rejuvenate himself. And I think Natty views it as she wants him there because she doesn't want to feel alone. When she freely admits that she's not alone. You know, she's surrounded by people. She's surrounded by, you know, hundreds of thousands of people every day. But without TJ, she's alone. And I think it's probably because she's never really been alone.
Right.
Truly been alone. So it's something of, if she feels abandoned, and that's not the case. It's, you can't look at it as him not being on the road is you being alone.
Right.
It's you getting time to yourself. It's you getting a chance to do all the stupid shit you can't do when he's not there. Because trust me, we all do shit by ourselves that we would never do in front of another human being.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all do that.
Yeah.
And so it's really that separation is a chance for you both to do that and for you both to just have time to yourself without the other person, because you know what happens is when you have that time to yourself and you do things on your own and you have experiences on your own, you go back to the other person and that gives you something to talk about. That gives you a way to connect with that person. That can generate new interests, new ideas, new focus, and regenerate a spark.
I would agree.
It's like you can have your life together, and you should have your life together, but you should also remember that you are yourself, and you are your own person. And you need to be able to go off and be your own person, just like, you know, in Natty's case. And in TJ's case, he needs to be able to go off and be his own person and not have her interfere.
Correct.
And in terms of their careers, it's his career. He's not interfering in hers, from what we've seen.
Right.
So she shouldn't be interfering in his.
Correct.
But I don't think she sees any of that. Because she wants him there. Because she feels she needs him there. Because if you think about it, if you think about her career, I don't think she's ever done it without him there.
I would agree with you.
So it's something new and terrifying to suddenly be alone and not have him there for her.
Yeah, and she's afraid.
And she's afraid. Definitely afraid. As we come back from break, we're back in Tampa. And we're at NXT.
We're at the Performance Center. That's one of the producers. Apparently, TJ's going to get changed. He has a new character. Was that Corey Graves?
I think it was. Yeah, that's Corey Graves.
Yeah, you can tell by the tattoos.
So they're probably transitioning him to be like a producer.
Yeah. Natty's instructing someone.
You can't jump into his body, though. You can't tell him what to do.
Apparently, we're not allowed to see TJ in this new gear. Or the new character.
Well, we've already seen it, just to be fair.
To be fair, but... Or maybe that may have been the mask character he was working on at one point. So we're at Raw with Stephanie, and hey, look, it's Brie in the crowd. As Stephanie called her out from that faithful Monday Night Raw. Oh, it's this promo. Where Brie makes the challenge for the match, where she challenges Steph to a match.
I remember this promo. This is a great promo.
I haven't acted in 10 years. And Stephanie starts to fake cry. Steph's like, you can have it, you can have your match, and then she slaps the crap out of Brie, and Brie takes the fall. Where Steph makes her bitch.
Love this promo. Love
awesome.
It.
This was an awesome promo. Because this was the main event of Raw. And then she tackles Stephanie and they do a cat
fight. And
then
the fight. The pull apart brawl between two women.
Uh-huh.
Including the principal owner of the WWE.
Yeah. Now we're backstage, getting things are moving around.
The football player is at Raw.
I think we're in two different cities at the moment. There's Summer and Natty. Apparently Summer met the guy before. Apparently he's friends with the Miz. Apparently Natty's her best friend. Summer is her good friend. And you know, they're sort of, you know, we work together, not really friends.
Wow, Natty, that was cold.
That was cold. And Natty walks away. I guess one of the writers or producers ran up to Rose and we need you for an interview right now. Now Summer's flirting with the guy, basically.
They're chatting each other up. Oh no.
They have all so much in common, and
they seem to have more chemistry than Rosa and the dude, just to be honest.
Honestly, they do. Apparently, Summer played football at one point.
Yeah, she played in the Lingerie Football League.
There you go.
She's actually pretty good.
Summer's digging on him, and now she's going to walk him to Rosa. And yeah, now we're out with the girls. It's Cameron, Eva, Nikki, and Natty. Nikki needs some drinks with her girlies.
She's drinking again. What a shock.
A theme. And now she brings up the sex scene to the girls. Eva wouldn't be okay with it. Natty wouldn't be okay with it. Now Natty's like, you have to get some sort of mind frame where you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually involved.
What's interesting is she's leaving out that it's a comical sex scene.
Yeah.
She can't get past sex scene to see that it's going to be comedy. So it's not going to be an actual sex scene.
Right. Eva's like, it's going to be some real shit he's rubbing up against. And, yeah. Dum, 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 dum.
So, as we go to break, where do we even start?
I don't even know. Honestly. Sex scene, oh my god, sex scene. It's a comedy sex scene, and she's over dramatic.
Going back to kind of what I said earlier, you know, it's something of it, like everybody's kind of been saying, it comes with a job. Actors and actresses are married, or they have girlfriends, or boyfriends, or any other kind of term you want to put for a significant other. Mm-hmm. And it's something of, it goes with the job. Every job has its ups and its downs. Pun not intended. And sex scenes in acting, nudity in acting, are unfortunately one of them.
Correct.
You can't, in a movie, it's like if it's appropriate and it calls for it, which in a lot of movies it's calling for it, you do have to have that sex scene. You know, most movies are written with those in mind because, let's face it, sex sells and people want to see their favorite celebrity get naked.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Just kind of how it is.
It's kind of the reality, and at the same time, that's realistic.
It's realistic, and the fact that it's like, okay, well, you know, he's going to be bare-ass naked. Okay.
Is he showing all of his business? No.
Is he showing all of his business? Here's the thing, you walked around in wrestling trunks, so you pretty much already saw all of his business. Like I said, John Cena walked around in nothing but a banana hammock and an afro on Confidential once. And you could see everything.
That's the one thing you can't see on the WWE Network right now.
I know. It's on YouTube, though. You have to dig for it, but it's there. But it's like, I can understand Nikki is not comfortable with it. And that's fine that you're not comfortable with it. I can understand that she's upset that he did not tell her right away and he did not consider her in the decision. But then again, she does that crap to him. So that cancels.
You know the old saying, payback's a bitch.
Yeah, this is kind of payback. And it's something of, it's his view to her. She's right. It is his view to her. He does not see her as an equal in the relationship, and the way that he flats out tells her, there are parts of my life you do not need to be involved in, and you will not be involved in.
Which is smart.
Which is smart. They're not married. And even married, sometimes you don't include everybody, even though you should. Like, your partner should know everything about you, but they're not to that point yet. And that's very clear that he's not willing to open up that far to her to have her be involved in every aspect of his life.
Right.
And it's something of, it's like, it's one scene. He's going to take his pants off. He's going to get in bed with Tina Fey or Amy Poehler, whoever the hell's in the movie. I forget who. They're going to do a comedic sex scene. He's going to get out of the bed. He's going to put his pants back on, and that's going to be it.
Big bamboo.
It's not real. It's part of the job. It's just like her flirting with Alberto Del Rio or Daniel Bryan or kissing them or any other male superstar that she's worked with.
Or any of the celebrities that they can accompany to the ring for about a year.
It's the same thing of, okay, well, how is you kissing Daniel Bryan any different than John kissing somebody in a movie?
Really not.
If WWE did sex scenes, which they did in the Attitude Era, and you had to do a fake sex scene with somebody in the, on the roster, how is that any different than John doing it in a movie? It's not. That's the thing. Is it's done for the cameras. It's not porn. They're not really having sex. Again, it's not real. He doesn't feel anything for the person. It's just, it's not real, and I don't think she can get past that. And I think a lot of it is her insecurities are starting to come out because the honeymoon, I think, is over for her. In terms of, oh, they're so much in love and they're so happy. Now the reality is kind of dawning on her of what she's chosen to do and the path that she's taken. And she's getting tired. She's seeing her sister get married and buy a house and they're going to have kids. She's watched Trinity get married. She's watched Natty get married. Eva's getting married. Everybody around her is getting married. Everybody around her is starting their lives with someone. She's not. And she's not going to get that. And I think that's dawning on her, and I think she's having a very hard time accepting that because everybody else is moving on and she's not. She's stuck. And it's that frustration of, why won't you marry me? Why won't you get past this? Why can't we be together in that way?
Right.
And that's starting to show, but also where she stands in his life was made very apparent. He loves her. He feels something for her. She's the rebound.
And that's sort of been what we've been saying all along.
And that's the only thing she's ever going to be to him. Because he's making it very clear to her. He's made it clear from day one. He's not interested in marrying her.
Correct.
He doesn't want to get married. He doesn't want to have kids right now. But he's definitely not interested in getting married. And you saw his reaction to them fighting in the car. Mm-hmm. He doesn't particularly like confrontation.
No.
Which is incredibly ironic. But kind of also explains how he does things with this character, but he couldn't look at her. He couldn't deal with her, in terms of when she was upset and fussing at him for the fact that he's doing, not only the sex scene, but also where she stands in his life and really what she wants. And it's maybe I'm with the wrong girl. That's basically, there's the door. Don't let it hit you in the ass on the way out.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's like, here's the thing, Nikki. If you're really that unhappy, if you're really that unsure, there's the door. You're welcome to leave anytime you want. That's the beautiful thing about your relationship with him. You're only dating. you shouldn't stay with him just because he has a fancy car, a big house, and a lot of money. If you're not happy, then you need to look elsewhere.
Pretty much, yeah.
As we come back from break, we are in Orlando at the Performance Center, obviously with the Wilsons. It's about your favorite NXT superstar. Oh no, it's Rosa.
Holy naked Rosa. It's Rosa and Summer. They're working out at the Performance Center and they're apparently someone's moaning. Someone's grunting as they lift some weight. Apparently when she was working out, she was making sex noises, and she didn't know. Really, that's what she's doing right now. She's now going on a second date with the football player. Wow, Rosa, you think highly of yourself. You're taking 30 minutes to talk to Rosa Mendez. Come on now.
He's probably busy, honey.
Probably, working out.
Practicing.
Apparently she wants him to look at her with hungry eyes. Wow, Rosa. I have no words for her.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Hi, Seth.
So Bree brings up the movie, and she's like, he doesn't deserve me being mean. She wants to be okay with it, but you know, she can't get past it. Wow, she's talking to her stomach and her blood. Okay.
Again, here we go.
Bree brings up you've had a lot of bad breakups and bad boyfriends have been cheated on. And we're now getting to the bottom of it. She has trust issues. She's been damaged.
Called it. Yep, her dad left when she was 15. He left with another woman. And now she's afraid the same thing's going to happen with John. There it is.
And he was like, he hasn't done anything for you not to trust him. Dum dum dum.
If anything,
she's taking it out on him. It's her past. What? What?
Bree's like, eh, works.
Okay.
And now we're at home with the Wilsons and the kitties.
They've moved back in together and, you know, she booked another appointment for a therapist. And, you know, I feel like made some progress and she... Teacher's like, I thought we did good, we went well, and don't feel like we need to go back. Teacher's like, if we keep going, she's going to just tell us the same thing over and over again. He's like, what's the magic number? How many times do we have to go? When's it going to stop it? And, yeah. Natty's upset because teacher doesn't want to go. Teacher's like, everything's fine. And she's like, you're creating problems. And I just noticed in the back of her other closet, look how many boxes of shoes she has.
Yeah, she has a ton of shoes.
I'm just pointing it out. Whoa. Okay.
Okay, so... Rosa, honey. Here's the thing. He has a life. He's been on one date with you. Mm-hmm. If it takes him 30 minutes to get back to you, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Where do you want to start with Natty and stuff?
I don't even know.
Do you want to touch on...
Like, the thing with them, it's like she's trying to fix it. She's so desperate to fix it because I think she's desperate to hold on to it. And he doesn't think anything's wrong. He thinks everything's fine.
Because to him, everything's fine. He's doing things the way he wants to do them.
And I can't tell it's just they're both making the problem worse. Like, she's trying to fix it. She's trying to control the situation. She's trying to make him do something he really doesn't want to do because he doesn't see a problem with it. And because of that, she views it as their marriage is falling apart.
Yes.
And it's just... like, I understand, completely understand that she wants to go to couples therapy and she wants to fix her marriage because she doesn't want to, you know, she doesn't want to end up in divorce. But if he doesn't see anything wrong, you're not going to make him go. And the thing is, you need to, theme of the season right here, communicate that with him. And, you know, he feels it's like, oh, well, you're making problems that don't really exist. Is she?
That's a good question. So, that's, yeah, so we'll have to see there. And then there's the whole thing with Nikki and her past.
And we said a lot of that. It's trust issues. It's, she's making, this is just the scapegoat, is what this is. This is her excuse to kind of go off. Mm-hmm. And it, she says that she's trying to protect herself. But I don't think she really is. I think it's something of, I sometimes wonder if she's doing things to make it fall apart. Because she's kind of so afraid of it actually working and actually being happy that she's sort of stabbing herself in the foot.
Every time they're at a good place, she brings up something that she wants and it could cause her, you know, to break the, you know, cause the happiness to go away. She creates the issues.
She creates an issue, she lies to him, she hides something from him, she brings up marriage and kids, you know, and it's something of, it's...
instead of enjoying life, she's focusing in on past situations that probably didn't go the way she had hoped.
No. And she's projecting a lot of that on him, and she's realizing that, and, you know, it's suddenly like, ding, you know, there it is. And she has no right to really do that. And it's just, yeah.
So, we'll see.
We'll see. As we come back from break, we are seeing Rosa on her way to a date. Meeting Gary.
She's not nervous, but her boobs are hanging out. She was in the gym for about 3 hours.
Rosa, what are you interested in?
She wants a very big butt. He doesn't drink, she doesn't drink. And now she's telling about being in rehab, and now she brings up all the stuff that's been going on. She likes to be texted. Wow. She's looking for her soulmate. And he wants to run.
Yeah, he does. He really does. He's like, oh shit, she's psycho.
She's like, you want someone to text me in the morning and all the time, just keep, you know, I want to be the focus of your life. She needs a lot of attention. He wants to run. You could. It's a Latino thing. Apparently, she's very passionate. No, it's called obsession.
It's called psycho bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. And he's like,
he is so terrified right now.
Yeah, he. You could see it on his face. He wants out. He wants to go. Like, you crazy bitch. And he's like, we need a chick.
Fail.
Date. Relationship over. Because Rosa, you be crazy bitch. We're in New York City with Natty for a mommy blog event.
Oh, it's Darren Young! And they're going out to dinner. They're in New York.
You know, that's what you do in New York. They have a night out in town, have some fun. And the question says, how you doing, Natty? Where's TJ? He's at home. He's like, we're not divorced yet. Wow, Natty.
Damn, Natty.
Wow. No.
Darren's like, you
you're the
idiot.
One who's, you're the one who fucking said it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, as we go to break, Rosa, honey, you be crazy. Just a touch.
I think that covers it.
Yeah, I mean, he was just... he was like, I'm done. I'm so done. Out of here. See you, bye. Because he was kind of interested.
And then she's like, I want someone to text me all the time. I have certain expectations. I want to be basically the center of your life. And
it's like high maintenance, danger, Will Robinson, psycho bitch, run.
Alarms were going off and you just saw his face go, we're just having lunch.
Yeah, it's like she's, like, how do we go from a first date to getting married in, like, one jump? You know, it's a second date. Just, you know, chill out, have fun, talk. Because she's like, you know, I was at the gym and, you know, I want to have an ass this big and da-da-da-da. It's like, well, what all are you interested, Rosa? You know, do you have any other interests other than that? You know, the whole point of a second date, the whole point of a first date is to get to know someone. It's just, you know, hang out and talk and find out whether you two are compatible.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of it.
No, but for her, I want this, and I have my checklist, and he's like, well, you know everyone can't meet that, right?
And it's just like, you know what, it'd just be cool and hang out with him. And you know what, yeah, you can have your certain expectations and you can get down to them later if you want, or check them off as you go or whatever, or figure out a way to work those in. But, you know, don't be sitting there and basically making him a to-do list, you know, on your second date. Just, it's like the whole point is for you two to get to know each other, to talk about your interests, your likes, your wants, your hopes, your dreams, all that stuff. You know, where you went to college, you know, or where you went to school, you know, that time that your kid sister embarrassed you in fifth grade, you know, that kind of crap. You know, that's what you talk about. Because, again, it's all about figuring out if you're interested in someone enough to continue on and seeing if you two are compatible. Not... Excuse me, not...
not, you know, give a whole list right away.
Yeah, not give a whole list right away. But I think it was good that she told him she'd been in rehab and she doesn't drink and this is why.
That's good.
That's fine. That's perfectly cool.
That was the positive. And then everything else, she... yeah.
Everything else kind of went to hell. And then there's Natty. Oh, Natty. I love you, honey, so much, but you're making so many problems for yourself right now. Because TJ's going to find out, and TJ's going to be pissed.
Speaking of, as we come back from break.
Yep. We're out with John and Nikki. And basically, we're going to get the makeup scene between Nikki and John.
Yeah. You can see how worn down he is from filming.
He is, yeah.
He enjoyed it, but exhausting. She's bringing up her trust issues to him, and he's like, you have every right to feel the way you feel. And he's sorry, and he's like, I handled it wrong, but it's like the first time we've had to deal with something like this issue, and like, if you want to be with me, you got to tell me about it. That sort of stuff. She feels good that they've opened up with one another. They've taken the next step. They want to go lay with each other. And John shows off that he's learning his Chinese.
And now we're in Orlando. Summer.
By herself. Wow.
Her ringtone is her theme. That's awesome.
And she ignores whoever the call was.
Oh!
Dum, dum, dum. And who's she on a date with? Oh, the football player. The one Rosa scared off.
Oh, shit's going down. Oh my god. Okay, and well, we're back with the Wilsons. At the house, Natty's home.
She stayed the next day in New York to have some Natty time. And tweeted about the interview. And he's like, you throw that out there, it's not a good thing. It's energy, you know. He didn't even ask. TJ's right. Do you like being married? Do you want a divorce right now?
There's the big question. And she says no.
He's like, if that would make you happy, you know. She, again, feels completely alone when you're the one throwing the comments out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness, okay. Okay, alright, so more trouble is a brewing, but well, Natty, honey, you just dug yourself a hole you didn't want to dig, just pointing that out.
Yeah, you, when you open your mouth, consequences will happen.
And, you know, I can see her point. I can really see her point. But I can see Tyson's too, because, you know, it's something of, she threw that out there.
She did.
You know, it's not Darren said something or there were rumors of it. Supposedly nobody knew that they were having marital problems, and for her to joke and say, oh, well, we're not divorced yet. Yet being the key word in that is that, oh yeah, we're totally not divorced yet. It's something of, that means it's on your mind. That means that you've been considering it. That means that it's popped into your head. And it's something of, is this what I really want? Because when you start thinking of divorce,
it's it's out there. It's in your brain, and you're contemplating it when you shouldn't. If everything was all right, you wouldn't be going there. But since everything's not all right, you're going there in your mind, and you're the one who brings it up.
Mm-hmm. And now there's the question in the relationship of, do you want a divorce? But I will say this, it got Tyson's attention.
It did. It got his attention loud and clear.
Loud and clear. So, well, we'll see where they go from there. And, okay, so, and Summer going out on a date with a football player.
I don't think that's gonna, that's not resolved yet, because by the tease.
No, but I think we need to talk about it, because, you know, the dude obviously bailed.
Yeah. And you saw they had a connection when they were together. At the Raw. They had a connection.
Oh, yeah, and it's something of, but I guess to kind of tease next week, does Rosa really have the right to be upset?
No.
It's 2 days.
It really is just 2 days.
That's the thing, is it was a first date, and then it was a second date, and he bailed. And so it's something of, if he decides he wants to go out with Summer, and, you know, again, it's, what all did they do? Did they just have dinner? Because if they just have dinner, that's completely harmless. She had sex with him, okay, that's a little bit different.
And we know Rosa didn't.
We know Rosa didn't put out. So the question is did Summer? Because if she didn't, and the two just have a harmless dinner together, I'm sorry, there's no harm, no foul there. Does it suck? Yeah. But here's the thing, you know, it's you two, it's not like you two are engaged, it's not like you two are seriously dating.
And even if Summer went to bed with him, it shouldn't really matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
But we have clips.
We do have clips.
So let's get into some clips provided to us by E.
Yes.
So here we go.
Rosie, do you want a treat? Sit.
Good girl.
Done. Oh. Mark's calling. Hello?
How are you doing, Brianna?
Good. I'm just sitting here having lunch with my wonderful husband.
Okay, hey, real quick, I don't want to take too much of your time up. So I got some exciting news for you guys. WWE has secured you an opportunity to go to the Teen Choice Awards.
Oh my gosh. Brian and I are invited to the Teen Choice Awards. I am so excited. I usually walk red carpets with Nikki, but the fact that they want me to walk with Brian makes it so much more special. Bye. Oh my gosh. It's going to be so much fun, Brian. Ooh, we get to go shopping. High five for shopping.
For what?
For an outfit.
I don't need an outfit. I've got plenty of outfits.
Brian.
And you don't need an outfit because you've got even more outfits than me.
I feel like you just want, like, us to not spend any money whatsoever. When Brian and I joined bank accounts, the one thing we discussed is that when it came to big purchases, we would sit down and talk about it. But clothes?
Well, what about this? What is this, a 90?
No, it's not a 90. It's a dress that's too casual. I'm not wearing that.
Okay, look at how fancy this is.
No, I went to a casino appearance.
What about something like this? It's not too fancy, and it's not too casual.
I've worn it before.
Who cares?
I do. It is a huge deal to walk a red carpet. Everybody wants to see what you're going to wear. You always have to have a new outfit. You're in the public eye, so the pressure is on to look good. What if I started calculating all the stuff you've gotten on Amazon? All the books that show up on our front door every week?
What is your point?
My point is that I know
because
you love it, so I let you do it.
You don't need another dress because you have this beautiful dress and this beautiful dress. Look at how good this dress looks. If I get the beard over it, look at how good this dress looks.
Oh my Jesus, Brian. Oh my Jesus. Just, wow.
Oh my God.
I just, yeah, no words. No words. Just go to the second clip.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on? Like, I saw you flirting with Gary. You gave me advice to not text him and let him be a man. Let me talk.
When I met Gary, we kind of hit it off, and he got my number. And when I was in Orlando last week, he said he was in Jacksonville. He just reached out to me, and we went to dinner. And honestly,
here I am, like, defending you in front of all the girls, and then you go behind my back.
I feel like it's not that bad because you're not dating him, and you said that he's not into you, and he's not texting you back.
Yeah, but you lied. You didn't say anything.
I didn't lie. You never asked me, am I going out with him?
This is bull. We're friends. We've worked together. For you to do something like that to me, that's really up.
But I feel like, too, are you in a position to date anyone? Like,
you don't know me. Don't judge me, and don't even say that.
You just have friends. How do I not know you?
Here I thought Summer was my friend, and she completely betrayed me. Like, chicks before I'm this close to slapping you and punching you in the face, okay?
Do you understand that, Allison? That's not part of your program.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. She didn't lie about it, because Rosa never asked. Two, you really shouldn't be pissed at her, you should be pissed at him. Because he's the one that did it.
And there's a movie called He's Just Not That Into You.
Yeah, it's something of, okay, you had two dates, you've been texting him, he's not texting you back. Here's the rule. If you text someone twice and they don't respond, they're not that into you and they don't want to deal with you. So if you text them 2 to 3 times and they don't respond, leave them the fuck alone. They're ignoring you. Just saying. So if you text him and he doesn't text you back and you keep texting him and he still doesn't text you back, that's the very clear signal that he doesn't want to talk to you. And honestly, again, she had dinner with him. It's dinner. Just, you know, pointing that out. It's not, again, it's not like they had sex. Of course, we don't know if they had sex or not. That's not discussed. But we know for the very least they had dinner.
And now we move on to our next clip.
Hi guys.
Hey,
I have exciting news. I do play a villain in the show, yes. But as you guys all know, our mission is to put smiles on people's faces the world over, whether it's through our entertainment programming or through our community service activities.
During the month of October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we'll be doing a campaign to support Susan G. Komen.
Having our divas represent Susan G. Komen is something that I'm incredibly proud of. It really does bring this level of awareness, and as a result, women are taking action. And a mammogram doesn't really hurt.
No.
It just smushes you. Given what we do for a living, you've been through a lot worse.
It's easier than landing a dropkick.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah.
The boobies?
Yay for the boobies.
So, yeah, very, very interesting episode of Total Divas, and we're going to have to see what happens next week, because it looks like it's going to be just as explosive as this week.
And we now go to our final clip.
I think they want to be with me. TJ and I are sleeping in separate rooms. We are trying to live cohesively under the same roof. And until we figure out who gets what, I feel like that's the most practical thing to do right now, and it's also the cheapest thing to do.
Well, Matt, you weren't meowing for your mom, were you? Is she tricking you? Yeah.
You can't just act like you want to have the TV set, the couch, all the stuff, and then the cats as well.
I can act like that, actually.
Why? Why can you act like that?
Same reason you can.
So why don't you just take everything, then? I'll just, you know, take my suitcase and go in the car and drive off into Never Never
Land. That'd be like when you didn't come home for a couple weeks, staying at a hotel, right? You didn't really care about me or the cats during those 2 weeks.
Well, in my opinion, you care more about the cats than you do about me.
No, I don't.
So I don't know why you'd want the TV set and the couch and the massage chair or anything.
I'm just saying if you want to play that game, then I can play that game too. I don't really care to play it, but if you want to play it, I can play it a little bit better, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what the right answer is in any of this. I don't want to sit there and try to divide up. Who wants Louie? Who wants Charlotte? Who wants Machiavelli? You're sleeping in that room. I'm sleeping in this room. You're making jokes about who gets what.
You just need to take it easy.
I'm not going to continue to go on living my life and acting like everything's fine when it's not. Nothing is right. Nothing.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Poor Natty. So, are they getting divorced?
Guess we're going to have to find out.
I guess we are going to have to wait and find out.
There's a double dose next week.
Just like this week. So, well, we gave you episode 6. We gave you episode 7. Next week we're going to hit you with 8 and 9. I don't know about you, but I can't wait.
If that last clip.
Yeah, it's going down, y'all. But till then, well, like us, you're just going to have to wait. I say we wrap this up, head out for the night. What do you think?
Yes, we should.
All right, y'all. Well, you've been listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!